We got Sonic. We got a robot Sonic with a mustache and eyebrows.
Yeah. Was Uncle Chuck ever creepy to you before this?
No, not really. We haven't really encountered him much in the story, right? Like, he's been absent for a while. But, yeah, he's sort of sneaking down an alley with his dog. He looks weird.
Something about, like, the pursed lips, too. And I think the context of the next page is what's going to do it. I know you were picking up the psychosexual vibes that I was when I first read this as well, so... Maybe that contributes.
This is odd. The story is called The Return of Uncle Chuck. So, as we were saying, he's been gone for a while. He's coming back. This was sort of one of Sonic's main motivations early on, was that his family had been turned into robots. And it seemed like he had forgotten about them for a while. So I'm glad that we're bringing that back.
Yeah, he very quickly forgot. And I don't know. It seems like a big part of that motivation is he had like kind of an uncle play dynamic going on with Uncle Chuck.
Yeah. So what we're seeing here is a dream that Sonic is having where his Uncle Chuck is just wheelbarrowing dozens of chili dogs to him, filling him up, inflating him. He's a feeder. His uncle is a feeder.
Okay. Is that a term for what we're seeing here?
Feeders,
I
think.
Yeah.
I think so. There, if you have like a fetish for eating or giving food, I don't know that much about it, but I've seen the term.
I'd buy it. I think in general, because like you're right to say inflated, because like
he's
Sonic
very round
is very, very round. And when we think inflated Sonic, you know, maybe back in the day when we were kids reading this, like we weren't thinking like, ooh, this is awakening something in us, but
no.
As an adult, like instantly the first thing I think is like, yeah, he's got like an uncle thing going on here.
Yeah. And then he wakes up, Sally wakes him up, and he's eating his own shoe, which adds just another element of strange fetishization, right?
Yeah, now it's like a foot thing on top of everything. It's like a stinky, like, oh yeah, give me this stinky old shoe, like,
I hadn't thought about this, but we can see that his socks are actually not part of his shoes in that panel there.
Oh, yeah.
Which we hadn't speculated about.
Yeah. I think this is the first time ever seeing Sonic in socks for me personally.
Mm-hmm. It's been either full shoes or nothing, right?
Yeah, or even in fan art. Like, you'll see the feet in fan art, but you never see the socks, I feel like.
Right. No one ever draws the middle ground.
Yeah. Which is kind of like, you get that air of mystery. It's a little more enticing that way.
I wonder how long Sally was standing there watching him before she woke him up.
Yeah, if I saw someone just eating their shoes in their sleep, I don't know if I would stop them.